with the big order. It starts with the E.
Episcopalian.
Yeah, okay. If two people become members of the church, you say they
join.
Yeah. The preacher delivers a
sermon.
Yeah. And somebody might say, I go to church to hear the sermon. And another might say, well, I don't care anything about the sermon.
Go to hear the music.
Yeah. And if it was
somebody else might say, I just go. But I don't see how they could go and not enjoy the sermons that we've been having lately now.
That's what Mama's been saying.
And even it must have was so good that I was just didn't think we could ever replace him.
Uh-huh.
And now Dr. is just, well, he's entirely different from Mr. But he certainly is good.
Every time Mama comes home, that's what she says.
He is so deep and so clear about it. And you can just, you know that it's coming from the heart the way he puts it across.
That's a real talent, too, to be able to explain, mm-hmm. you know, ideas in such a clear way.
Yeah, well, he has a wonderful education. He's a smart man.
Yeah, he seems to be. I'm waiting to read his thesis if it ever gets published and out.
What?
I'm waiting to read his thesis. He did his dissertation on how environmental problems would stop once everybody, how did he phrase it? Something like once everybody knew God, that, or, you know,
well, that's say. True. That's true. Yeah. That's the trouble with the world today. It's because they don't have Christ in their hearts. But that'll never happen until Christ comes again.
What's a word you might use to describe the kind of sermons that Jerome preaches, or maybe more appropriately describe the music at the church? You'd say, oh,
that music was wonderful.
Okay. How about to describe a sunset? You'd say
it was beautiful.
Okay. If you were going to church but you had a flat tire, you got caught in traffic or something, you say, I thought I had the time, but it looks like church is going to
be over before I can get there.
Okay. What's the name of the enemy and opposite of God?
What's what?
The enemy and the opposite of God.
Oh, Satan.
Okay. What's another name you could call it by?
The devil.
Yeah. What maybe were some words that parents might sometimes tell their children to scare them, like they're going to say, oh, if you don't go to bed, the
booger man will get you.
Yeah, right.
I think it's so awful for parents to try to scare their children to make them mind.
Oh, boy, you're not kidding.
They tell them the policeman will get them or the booger man will get them. And of course, the booger man will get them if they let him and if they don't put Christ in their hearts, and then he tries to get them. But that's not what they mean.
Yeah.
And poor little children that